News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
A man is recovering in hospital after being bitten by a shark. Now, neither he nor the shark were in the water at the time that he was bitten. He nonetheless ended up with a fairly gruesome injury. With us is Aina Nilana, environmentalist, biologist, broadcaster and author. Aina, I realise that any shark, once you yank it into a boat, may lose some of its more docile nature, even if it's quite a placid animal. How aggressive is the blue shark that bit him?
Well, the blue shark that bit him was aggressive, obviously, but I mean, you mean the species of blue shark, do you? I mean,
indeed.
Reframe your question more exactly, please.
The species generally, if you haven't yanked them into a boat, are they usually tetchy?
No, not at all. I mean, this is a blue shark that lives way out in the deep waters on the continental shelf or whatever they call it nowadays out there in the sea. And it's not swimming around with its fin up like something in the comics. Not at all. It was minding its own business, got caught. But any fish you catch will try and fight for its life. I mean, wouldn't anyone? I mean, if you catch conger eel, it'll take the finger off you. Fellows fishermen hate to catch conger eels because they can lose their fingers to them. So, I mean, the shark was inside in the boat, which he was hauled in. I mean, if you go fishing for shark nowadays, you're meant to release them without hauling them into the boat and taking their picture and leaving them out of water for ages and then putting them back into the water and letting them off. I mean, that's what some people call sport. So the shark had been decided for itself. It was having none of this and bit out and got the poor man on the leg, and he got a terrible injury indeed. But I mean, it's not an aggressive shark. It's not certainly around where anyone is in the water swimming off the coast of water. But this was away out on the pocket, you know, on the continental shelf, away far out. They had to go out in the boat for ages to even see where it was. And it's a migratory species. It only comes up here in the summertime. We have about 35 species of sharks around the Irish coast, and none of them are aggressive. None of them are aggressive at all.
Well, I have to say, I was slightly surprised because the incident, when it was described, it was a 1.5 metre blue shark that was brought on board the vessel. It then bit the man in question. The other people on the boat got a rudimentary tourniquet on using string, and then the RNLI and Coast Guard Rescue 117 helicopter was dispatched, and he was removed from the boat, apparently in a state of unconsciousness, by helicopter. But all is now well, and he's undergoing surgery and recovering. But normally, I would have thought the general process is you use a carbon hook and you cut the leader as close to the shark's mouth and don't bring it into the boat in the first place. You said about the other species. What are the biggest and what are the most threatening?
Well, the biggest species of shark is the second biggest species in the world, and that is the basking shark, and that is fully protected around our coast. I mean, we have a whale and dolphin protection around our coast brought in by Charlie Haughey all those years ago. Now, I know whales and dolphins aren't sharks, so they're protected. And then the only shark that is protected is the basking shark, and that's a huge one. That's, you know, 40 foot long, as big as a bus, and that is entirely feeding on plankton. It opens its mouth and sucks into all the water into its mouth and filters out all the plankton and small things, and that's what it feeds on. And we are becoming a hotspot for those basking shark, and they come right in. You can see them from the shoreline. You know, you don't have to go way out to the continental shelf, and as a consequence, people go shark watching off the west coast of Acklea. There was a whole lot of them in earlier this year. And then the other sharks, and I mean, even something as like a dogfish is actually a member of the shark family, because they're a family of fish that have cartilage rather than the bony fish like cod and the Turkish cod and whiting and those ones. These ones have elasticy sort of bones, and they have to swim all the time or they'll drown. They don't have swim bladders to keep them up, so they have to, they're permanently swimming. They're really, really very well evolved. They haven't changed in their design in millions of years, apparently. And most of them give birth to live sharks. Babies. I mean, the blue shark, that one that was caught, gives birth to live baby sharks, whereas the things like the dogfish and the nurse hound, those ones that are nearer the coast, they will actually give birth to egg cases, which we refer to as mermaids' purses, and people sometimes find those on the shore, you know, these things, square thing with tendrils on the corners of them, and this is where baby shark was when it came out. So that's the thing. So, I mean, we have sharks, but they're not. We're not in any danger. We're grand. Go back to the sea and have a swim. You're grand.
Aina, thank you very much.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.